Damn you, all of Hussein's family. Your time has finally arrived. Get ready for death and be prepared for it. I no longer care about Yazid and Ibn Ziyad's punishment. Prepare for your death, all Muhammad's children.
Oh, Allah! If we get killed, then count us amongst your martyrs, O master of the world!
Return to your senses, Al-Jawshin, son. If you kill them, we'll lose the reward from your master Yazid. And we might also lose our heads in the process.
This is Sukaina. Sukaina, Hussein's daughter.
By Allah, if they reach Yazid, he won't hesitate to auction and sell them, and rejoice over his revenge and show his arrogance and humiliate them. At that time, Allah won't look away from any of you, and he won't forgive a believer unless he atones for his sin.
Soldiers for no reason.
Does the governor know? How?
I don't know which one of these it might be.
There's no time to search for this wicked person. Let's go before the governor's soldiers attack us. And we're taken with Hussein's family.
Sukaina, come, let's go. We must go now.
But wait, what has happened?
The governor has realized what we wanted to do. He is sending his soldiers everywhere. Come, hurry!
Come on.
Governor, your messenger has already come to us. So what is the reason for your arrival?
Make sure you take these riders with you all the way to Syria. But be careful not to go into Mosul, since we don't want to fight people because of you. For we have already fought those who eagerly waited for your arrival, so they could free Hussein's family from you.
Sukaina. What do you think happened to Sukaina?
By Allah, I don't know, Atika. But Allah eases the way of freedom for believers. From where they least expect it.
Shouldn't Sukaina try and return to Medina?
I don't think she can tolerate being too far away from us.
But who do you think has helped her to get to Mosul?
Oh, dear aunt. Will I ever hear her voice again?
If it's Allah's will, you might even see her.
By Allah, no tragedy causes greater pain in our hearts, and no accident makes our souls bleed and wounds our hearts more. And no sin is harder for the sinner than us having to leave the great family and the daughters of Allah's messenger with these who've repealed the religion. These who are disloyal to the promise of Allah and his faithful messenger. These people who are displeased with Islam, like darkness is displeased with light. These people who announce the misery of debauchery and disgust. respectable people of Halab. All respectable and young ones of Halab. If you have missed the gruesome fighting between the hands of the Prophet's beloved and grandchild and the sword of Ibn Ziyad and Yazid missed you, then you have not missed the reward by his family. So go out to fight all the enemies of Allah, and Allah will compensate you with rewards on the day of reward and account.
Allah is greatest!
Allah! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
A praise belongs to Allah, who knows the number of grain and harvest, and the weight of the throne to the earth. And I bear witness that there is no other God than Allah. He is one without equivalent, and that Muhammad is his servant and messenger, whose children had been slaughtered through the coasts of Euphrates, without sparing them from injustice and torments, until they were unified with the Sublime Companion. While they were clean in nature, known in their status, and most high in their creed, they didn't fear the reproach of the blaming, nor did they fear the separation of the separating. They worshipped Allah when they were small, and their particularities were praised when they were adults. They were the best advisors of the Muslims. They abstained from life with great discipline. They were longing for the future with anticipation. They exerted themselves for the sake of Allah, and He chose them as martyrs. O Muslims, O believers, do you know which souls have gone out in order to fight us? Or with which legs they came towards us? I don't think that you're ignorant about those whose hearts have turned into stone and whose souls have become brutal, and those whom Allah has set a seal on their hearts, ears, and eyes, and those people whom Satan has already seduced, given respite and put a veil over their sight so they can't be guided. O Muslims, O believers, the Prophet's daughters are right here, driven by the harsh whip in the hands of wicked human beings most hated by Allah. Small, broken children with women whose faces are covered with sand, and an imam are cruelly driven on top of the earth's sand.
Do you need something, Allah's messenger's daughter? What is it?
It's what your master Yazid wished against the Prophet's progeny.
By Allah, if it was up to me, I had freed you all.
You grieve about our conditions while you let the leaders of evil control you in any way they wish? I hope Allah guides you to the path of sanity and consciousness.
Allah's messenger son, can you talk to these soldiers about changing their conditions?
Allah does not change anything in a person before they change what is in themselves first. If you have any compassion for this little girl, then bring us some water so we can quell her fever. Be sure that you bring me pure water, which has not been touched by these intoxicated people's hands.
Come.